Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. How about this? A little bit of news, football, professional football news in the city of Houston that led to my confession. I'm going to go to games just for the gear, just for the name, just for the rebrand, if you will. Did y'all see this? Houston's UFL team was the no longer is what were they
the Roughnecks.
I was going to say Renegades. The Roughnecks, they've changed, they've rebranded to the Houston Gamblers.
Oh, okay.
Same logo, very similar colors.
Okay,
Houston Gamblers are back.
Okay,
we are all in on Houston. Spring football in Houston. I'm reading it right here. 2026 Houston Gamblers, and they're now going to play at Shell Energy Stadium.
Okay.
Where the Dynamo play.
That's a good place to play. That's a cool little stadium, too.
I'm in. I'm going to go to games just for the atmosphere and get some old Gamblers. I'm old enough to have covered, believe it or not, as a young reporter, a Houston Gamblers game in the Astrodome.
Wow.
The old Astrodome. Jim Kelly, all those. It was my first job. I think it was at the Bryan Eagle. And I covered a couple of games of the original Houston Gamblers.
Who was on that team during that time that we will probably know?
Jim Kelly.
Oh, he was on the Houston Gamblers?
Yeah, Jim Kelly was the quarterback. Was the quarterback. They had, what did they call those receivers? Help me out, old fogies that are listening. Not Smurfs or something like that. No, Smurfs was the Browns, wasn't it? They had the Smurfs. Anyway, but they had three really good receivers that ended up in the NFL. My former roommate played for the Gamblers. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Brian Dawson. Played for the Gamblers as an offensive lineman. And they're back, baby. Houston Gamblers, Shell Energy Stadium. Let's go. Get those tickets today.
Hey, that sounds cool.
Doesn't it sound cool?
Yeah.
Look at the logo. It's that. That's the same logo that the old Gamblers had.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Yeah.
Wikipedia tells me the Gamblers were well known for a 7-Eleven promotion in which they would drop two huge dice onto the field from the roof of the Astrodome. That sounds fun. Bring that back.
I forgot about that. Yeah, how about that? Houston Gamblers back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, before I get to my confession, so are they playing in the same league as the Rough? I'm still confused about the spring
they've
football.
Rebranded.
The Roughnecks moved.
Yeah.
Because I thought it wasn't going to be another team.
Yeah, that's so this is just replacing the Roughnecks, same league.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Where did the Roughnecks go?
They rebranded. It's the Houston Gamblers.
Oh, okay, got you.
Houston Gamblers.
Okay, I thought the Roughnecks, I thought they weren't going to have no team here.
Unless I'm wrong on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I could easily be wrong.
That's what
on
I mean.
That.
That's what I don't know. If they're in the same league.
Maybe that's what it was. They got rid of the Roughnecks.
UFL unveils the United Football League is 26 minutes ago. Three new franchises, the Columbus Aviators, Louisville Kings, and Orlando Storm, replacing those teams. While rebranding the Arlington Renegades to the Dallas Renegades and the Houston Roughnecks to the Houston Gamblers.
Okay, so they are keeping the team. Okay,
that is a sweet logo, man.
That's cool. I like that
logo. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah, I know. It was kind of sold as they moved away. They were gone.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Yeah, this was almost like the LeBron decision, too. Actually, no, we're just rebranding. Fooled you. We're not going anywhere.
That's right.
It's a rebrand.
Yeah.
Anyways, my confession, this is kind of goes back to what we were just talking about last segment and throughout the show today. But I was looking around yesterday, last 24 hours, and so many people saying, like, C.J. Stroud is back.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie Stroud is back. And I don't know. There's something about that that, like, he never went anywhere. I don't like this whole conversation.
<back.
laughs> Yeah, like, C.J. Stroud is back.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Seinfeld, where Jerry's bootlegging movies, and then when he finally stops and he says, like, it's not me that's changed, it's the industry that's changed. And similar, where, like, it wasn't Stroud. He's the same guy that's been here. It's why I had never given up on him either, because what we saw his rookie year, as I've said all along, no one does that their first year and then just falls off the face of the earth.
Right.
We've never seen a quarterback play that well and never replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
So my point in all this being, like, it wasn't Stroud. It was the offensive line and maybe the play calling last year or to start this year. So I know I'm kind of maybe nitpicking here, but it was annoying to look everywhere online the last 24 hours.
He's back.
Football people saying, like, C.J. Stroud is back. I don't think it's about C.J. I think it's about the parts around him. Maybe that's allowed him to come, quote-unquote, back, but I just don't like that phrasing of, yeah, like, you know, he went away and he was somebody else, different, and now he's found himself. No, I think it's just that he's getting a little more support around him, and this is the C.J. Stroud that, you know, we know he's capable of, but just this idea of yeah, being bad. I don't know. I didn't like that narrative.
No, I get it. I get it. The old CJ is back is one way something you could maybe do it. But, yeah, I'm with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got to confess, man, I think I've been a bad dog parent, man.
A bad dog? Oh, come on, don't say
that. Yeah, yeah. So my dog, salute to my dog Jackson. But every night, man, I yell at him every night throughout the night, by the way. So his bed is across the room from my bed. And every time the lights go out and it's 2 a.m, that brother get the licking so loud to the point it wakes me up. We get the...
Yeah. What... Do you mind me asking, is it gross? What body part is he licking?
Probably down there, probably just his whole body. I'm not sure, but all night you just hear the to the point. Me and my wife Jackson, like we just gotta yell his name, then he'll stop, and then probably about an hour or two later he going back at it.
Yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, and I learned this the hard way. A lot of times when they're allergic to something, don't ask me why. I'm not a veterinarian. They start licking their paws.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if he's licking his paw, that's why I asked.
I don't think that's... I can't tell because it's pitch black.
Yeah.
But every single night, man, he just get that noise. It felt like he's right by my ear, too. Which it,
so what'd you do?
Jackson, stop. I just feel like I'm yelling at him all night. I kind of feel bad for it.
Well, I mean...
Because I know animals like to clean themselves and all that stuff. But it be loud, man. It wake you up throughout the night.
It, you know, you had me surprised when you said he doesn't sleep in the bed with y'all. I'm surprised he doesn't.
Oh, nah. But first of all, I wouldn't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife, it's a hell no for her,
it's
man.
It's not going to happen?
Nope. She said nope. Like animals, she believes animals do not belong in the bed
but
with
they're
humans.
They're not animals. They're your dog.
Hey, tell that to her. Hey, she going to disagree with you.
Yeah.
You going to kick Jackson out of the room now?
Nah, I thought about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I thought about it, but he ain't going to do nothing but come back in the room and just lay on the floor.
Yeah.
So I might as well just keep his bed in there.
Yeah.
But that brother be loud, man.
I'm
a heavy sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep waking Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, stop it, man.
That's the thing with me. I'm a heavy sleeper. That wouldn't wake me up. Yeah.
Tell him, if you're going to lick yourself, you got to go do that in the other room. Mm-hmm. Come back here if you're going to sleep.
Man. Yeah. You need the dog sit for a little bit so you can kind of see what I'm talking about.
I'll sleep right through it. I will sleep right through it. Is there a chance? Well, this is my confession. I believe there's a chance that Bill Belichick could get fired. Despite it all. Like this year. Like everybody's talking about who's the first college coach to get fired. You know, is it going to be this guy or that guy? James Franklin, they're even talking about, et cetera, et cetera. And this guy, you saw the Hulu news as of about 20 minutes ago? That doc, that behind the scenes 30 for 30, kind of like a Hard Knocks-ish kind of documentary they're going to be doing, canceled, killed it. And all the things, you know, that we talked about some of the stuff yesterday, not with the Patriots stuff, obviously the girlfriend and trying to run things on he's killing a program. He's killing a program.
It's crazy, too, because when he went there, I'm sure everybody at that program like, that's going to give us a little more shine because, I mean, people ain't looking for them in football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they're getting a little more shine, but it seems like he's making it worse.
He's making it worse. Like, they are a laughing stock.
You better off having a no-name there running the show.
Yeah,
right. I know. I think if it's not Belichick, then – yes, the way this is, I mean, this is Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Like, it's just,
100%.
It's a joke. Just even the off the football stuff. Like, this is not how you run a program or a football team. And obviously, Belichick knows better, but for some reason, he goes to college and he's acting like a college student with the girlfriend and all this other nonsense. So if it wasn't Belichick, I think so. I don't know. I just don't know if UNC, you bring him in with all the hoopla and everything, and then you fire him like after half a season.
But you
got to
make a
year.
Call on this stuff, man.
Do you think they fire him or do he leave?
They'll probably give him the option, but if it's midseason, it's going to be fired. Yeah, it's going to be fired.
Yeah, but my other thing, too, is like they don't seem to be putting their foot down on any of this. Like the girlfriend has to be involved in any email communication and stuff, and she's on the sidelines. And, you know, like if UNC, they should have a problem with this, and they should try to do something to curb this first and foremost. So I don't know, like if they have the stones, I guess I would say, to just completely fire him in the middle of his first season.
Yeah, I don't know. There are some very, very prominent alums that are probably saying in their meetings, what are we doing?
Man, he going
what
out,
are we doing?
He going out sad, too, man.
Yes, it
this is
very
sad. Because I don't even know, like, is an NFL, I'm sure he want to go back to the NFL at some point. Do you see an NFL team going after him now?
No, not at this point. No. His record is going to help him, you know, obviously, but there's a lot of making up ground he's got to do.
Yeah, and Pat Welter from WRAL also had an article yesterday where he talked to parents and players and coaches, board of trustees, the athletic department, so on and so forth. He talked to all sorts of people around the program, and he said, quote, it's an unstructured mess. There's no culture, no organization. It's a complete disaster. It's a divided locker room. Players and parents blame Belichick for the culture. You could go on. You could go read the article. Like, it is messy there in North Carolina. Hey, that's a good segue because when we come back, let's talk a little college football here on a Tuesday. We spent yesterday, of course, recapping the Texans' victory and the NFL. So let's go back to Saturday and talk about the crazy weekend that was in college football, and we'll do it next in The Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.